Blog Talk Radio.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
18.
Super.
I come looking for you a shine. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I spun that on my wrist. $200 spun that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Folks, I burn it in my own crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses all in them Porsches. You put this game under afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you vomit. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, there go that flow bringing tragedy in. Top me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas is sweet, bring them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock posse, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleep. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation, walk the road to riches bare feet. Me. I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that's 12 G's. I'm trying to bubble every summer on LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bonus, hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. That's what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood. We hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you a Haitian.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
I
double
up. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
What the hell is going on? Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man back up in there. Once again, y'all, 2014 is going the fuck down. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, the Fat Man. What's going on, everybody? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's 4 minutes after 8 a.m. out of this motherfucker. What the fuck is going on, everybody? It's the first show of 2014, y'all. Y'all know I've been laying back, kicking back, you know what I'm saying? Been counting my chips, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm like Santa Claus. I was making a list and checking it twice, finding out to see who the fuck was naughty or nice, you know what I'm saying? And all y'all motherfuckers been bad, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But listen, y'all, we about to get turned up in this motherfucker. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Your boy Fat Man is fully reloaded, you know what I'm saying? I had to take some time off, you know what I mean? I had to take a little time off and shit and sit back and, you know what I'm saying, reflect on what all the accomplishments that I've made and all the accomplishments that I wanted to make, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And, I had to basically regroup, you know. When it gets towards the new year, you know, y'all supposed to regroup, refresh, you know what I'm saying? Supposed to get your house in order, you know what I mean? So that's what I was doing. I was doing like Big Mama. I was getting my house in order, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So big shout out to everybody who had a good year. Excuse me, y'all. I'm getting over a cold and stuff like that. Like I said, you know, Fat Man just been laying low, you know what I'm saying, doing his damn thing, you know what I mean? So, like I said, y'all, it's 6 minutes after 8 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to get warm out here. I know that damn much, you know what I'm saying? It's starting to get real damn warm out here. Big shout-out to everybody that's out here. Big shout-out to my girl Shorty B, who's out here. She's out here visiting and this, that, and the other. Big shout out to my girl Patrice. You know, they've been hanging out and everything like that. And I don't know who won the football game yesterday and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get some football scores going on up in this motherfucker and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it is 40 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high is going to be 70 degrees today. Can y'all believe that? 70 degrees today. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all get up. This is the year of getting yourself together, getting your body back in shape. We are back on the weight loss challenge, of course, hosted by yours truly. Your boy been back at the gym and this, that, and the other. We getting it in. Today we're going to talk about how to burn 25 pounds of fat in 1 month with no exercise. Y'all hear that shit? Y'all hear that bullshit? Check this out. How we gonna burn 25 pounds of fat in 1 month with no motherfucking exercise? I don't know, but your boy Fat Man gonna be back, and I'm gonna explain that shit to you. Big shout out to everybody that's out there. Big shout out to all my MCs that's out there. You know, everybody out there doing their little shows and everything and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Martin Luther King, all right? You know what I'm saying? Today is Martin Luther King Day. For all you people that didn't go to school and all you motherfuckers is playing hooky from work and shit, should have took your ass to work. You know what I'm saying? Happy Martin Luther King Day. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all know next month is Black History Month. It's the shortest month of the fucking year. You know what I'm saying? And we as black people getting tired of getting the short hand and getting handed the short shit and the short end of the stick and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's about time for us to rise up, y'all. You know what I mean? It's about time for us to rise up. You know what I'm saying? We also got, like I said, we getting into the food. We getting into everything. You know, I've been doing, we getting back into the cooking with fat, all of that. Oh, boy, I'm so fucking excited this morning. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you want to hit me up and talk to me, say good morning, say anything, give a shout-out, a rant, or whatever the fuck you want to say, it's the Morning Show. You can do that shit on my show. You hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? It's saying everybody's saying it's buffing a lot. Then it cuts off and everything. Refresh your page. You know what I'm saying? Refresh your page. Go get you something to drink. I don't know what the hell y'all doing and this, that, and the other, but it is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. We'll be right back right after this. My nigga.
I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass throw to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Said I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
rich homie, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga got kicked, my nigga got weight, my nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake, my nigga weak. My nigga get a plate. I'm still here and listen. My nigga, my nigga, my knock a nigga shit. My nigga, my nigga, I fuck a nigga bitch. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in, they tryna leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. But it wasn't enough room, cause I keep my nigga. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my
nigga, my
nigga, my nigga.
Good morning. May I speak to Maggie, please?
Do me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed her.
I didn't get to fight with her.
You
were tipping up on behind my granddaughter from the star up in the back, and I wasn't from that. You and nobody else star up with no night. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm going to let you talk, man. You're going to listen at me.
All right, now. Hold on there. Hold on. Now, my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slapped, well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
1 second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. Well, I want to know who is your grandbaby here.
Just hold on, sugar, here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm, and my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
You're a liar. I ain't going to get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even much get up to your children. I mean to. Now, ask anybody at that school, did I test any one of them girls?
You, they said, my...
They told you a lie, because the person them hold me when he let me get to them.
No, you lying.
No, you telling a lie yourself.
Baby,
I didn't test any one of them children. If they say I tested you, I come to school Monday and prove it.
Don't you make me come over there.
Come on, bring your ass on over here.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Bring your damn ass on. I told you I didn't test any one of them children, because they didn't get close to me. Them children way down at that gate down there.
Me and my church member.
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby. Because you ain't going to do shit to me. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now you can come on down here now.
We're going to do a pray-by.
I could, me and my staff can pray too.
You can drive by your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you. You can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know why I stay.
Lord, help this woman. She's
no, you need to help your children.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind my granddaughter in my car with a knife.
May Lee.
Don't tell me nothing because you don't know your child like I do. You don't even know your own daughter like I do.
May Lee.
I've been knowing them children.
May Lee, do you got a son named Monroe?
I sure will. Hey, Ma. Ma, don't make me mad.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man back up there. Y'all know how I get down to this, that, and the other. Boy, I swear, ain't shit changed. But the year, it's 2014 out here. Happy birthday to Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? It's Martin Luther King birthday today. So y'all make sure y'all get out, you know what I'm saying? And I know they're having a Martin Luther King parade out here in Las Vegas. They always got some shit going on out here in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? So what's been popping, everybody? You know your boy Fat Man, he's been doing a lot of travel. I've been around the world and I shit, you know what I'm saying? So I've been getting it in, you know what I mean? And right now just into the restructuring of the radio show and the Unsigned Hype radio show and this, that, and the other. Of course, y'all know in 2013, I started catching a lot of drama behind fucking Unsigned Hype and this, that, and the other. Now I see every motherfucking body trying to do something Unsigned Hype-ish or some shit like that, dealing with unsigned artists. Look here, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't been dealing with these unsigned artists before all of this shit kicked off, then it's nothing, you're doing nothing but trying to make money off of artists and trying to pay your rent. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm working on an internship with my man, J.C. McDonald, over at Def Jam Records. You know what I'm saying? He is a music consultant and investor. You know what I'm saying? And if you listen to my radio show on Saturday, I posted up a lot of quotes and everything that he was asking a lot of these artists and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So make 2014 your year, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that you get out, you know, you get active, you know what I'm saying? Stay in the game, you know what I mean? If you're not in the game, then you need to get in the game, if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to everybody that's out there working and that's up this morning. Y'all know we're getting ready for tax season. The tax season is coming up. You know what I'm saying? So get your taxes together and everything like that. Big shout out to my girl Tara Nicole out there in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? She's doing it real big. And if y'all can hear me, I want a fucking roll call. If y'all can hear me, hit me on my Facebook and give me a hell yeah. Text me. Give me a hell yeah. Say, hell yeah, Fat Man. I can hear you this morning. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? Because we need to start getting it in. We need to start supporting each other more. We need to start supporting each other, period. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Your boy Fat Man is back on the motherfucking radio. This morning, 8:19 in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 40 fucking degrees this morning. You know what I'm saying? The high today is going to be 70 degrees, all right? So We doing it real big out here. All y'all that's out there with that cold and shit and snowstorms and ice storms, fuck that shit. I cannot deal with that shit right there. But listen, like I said, we was talking about it's the new year. It's time to get your body back in shape. It's time to get back on the ball, get back in the gym. It's time to get up every morning and get your heart pumping. It's about cardio, 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 cardio. I've talked about this all while I've been losing weight, this, that, and the other. Your boy Fat Man is still losing weight. Big shout out to my man out there, Mr. Fresh BSC, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Me and him is going to start working out. Me and the Fit Nation are going to start working out. We're going to start doing some Planet Fitness workouts on the weekends. Gonna start getting some workout groups going on because life is too short and you need to stay healthy, okay? So to kick it off this morning, my man Dr. Oz reveals a natural ingredient he says will erase 25 pounds of fat in 1 month by used by celebrities, okay? Let me say that one more time. Dr. Oz has revealed a natural ingredient he says will erase 25 pounds of fat in 1 month, okay, used by celebrities, all right? You know what I'm saying? So in recent episodes of the Dr. Oz Show, Dr. Oz revealed a fat loss breakthrough that is making waves around the world. Taking regularly for at least 1 week, this weird fruit-based ingredient has been clinically proven to not just rapidly erase fat, but produce a host of other benefits. His research also suggests his ingredients works exceptionally well for women over 40. All right, ladies, y'all want to get that, y'all talk about getting that tummy tuck and this, that, and the other one. Dr. Oz says that he has ingredient that he's found that will melt away 25 pounds in 1 month, okay? So it said it works exceptionally well for women over 40 whose metabolism has slowed down and need something a little extra to aid weight loss. According to Dr. Oz, this is, in my opinion, the biggest breakthrough in weight loss supplements to date. Not only is the super effective, but very affordable, okay? So we got celebrities are jumping on this fat-burning wonder. Christy Alley, Rachel Ray, Christina Aguilera are all reported to have lost significant amount of body fat with this, with just these two diet cleansings, okay? So obviously it's like a detox or something like that, you know, and they're showing the pictures and everybody's looking pretty good, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Christy Alley, wow, Christy Alley lost a ton of weight on this stuff. You got to be fucking kidding me. You know what I'm saying? So it says, you know, you got to do some more research and everything. Y'all look up Dr. Oz, you know what I'm saying, and everything, because it's all about the weight loss. It's all about, based on my findings, you know what I'm saying, the Garciana Combridge formula has been clinically proven. I'm going to have to post this up on my wall, y'all, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of this stuff, you know, you got these big words and everything. So it says that its similarities is like a safer colon cleanser, okay? It has clinically proven to help eliminate bad toxins that have built up over the years. That's one thing that I talk about, you guys, with the weight loss, is detox. You got to detox. You got to get all that shit out of your system before your body can start losing weight, okay? It destroys harmful parasites in your digestive tract. Okay, a lot of people don't know that we have little small parasites, little worm-like parasites, you know what I'm saying? It look like a tapeworm or something like that, that lives in our digestive system. And you wonder why sometimes you're not hungry, and you wonder why sometimes you gain weight and you're not eating. It comes from those parasites. We have to get those parasites out of our system so we can start with the weight loss process, okay? This also removes sludge from the walls of your stomach. All right, now that means that's ripping out all that macaroni and cheese and barbecue and shit and this, that, and the other. getting it out of your out of the lining of your stomach, because a lot of weight loss is just either fluid or waste that we haven't digested yet. We have waste in our body 9-10 years old and shit that we ain't even digested yet. So that's why you need a good colonic. You need a good colonic to flush your ass out. That's what the fuck you need, okay? It helps get rid of gas and bloating. It helps regulate the metabolism and increases energy, okay? A nice little bonus, what the formula does is a safer colon cleaner. It's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Wow, okay there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all get up and get your cardio pumping. Get that heart pumping. Get your blood pumping. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, you got to get up and do something in the morning. If you ain't got a hellified sex life, then you need to be getting up doing something else to get your cardio pumping. I asked everybody, if you out there hearing me, and if you can hear me loud and clear on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, I want you to hit me on my Facebook or hit me in my inbox. Text me anything and say, Fat Man, I hear you. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct on a Monday morning. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King's birthday. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So other than that, let's play this, because you can say we ain't worried about nothing, but nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Here's your boy French Montana on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round with that Nina. I'm round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down, blowing smoke. Niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic. My car automatic. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now nigga wanna touch me. Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing. Nada. I'm round round with that work.
That work.
Max Lord Stroud, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now nigga wanna touch me.
By the motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. The untouchable empire. Dream team. Hey, worry about that. Nigga, I ain't worried about that.
Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all, 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Wake your ass up. Morning show is 40 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high today is going to be 70 fucking degrees, man. Damn, it's getting hot out here. You know what I'm saying? We just got finished talking about the new Dr. Oz, how to burn 25 pounds of fat in 1 month with no exercise. Y'all make sure y'all go to DrOz.com and check that out. He has a new revolutionary type of fruit that he done found. Somebody, some white man, always finding some shit that's going to help us lose weight and this, that, and the other and all of that shit. And don't nobody want to reveal the shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just the last minute and everything like that. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Talk to Dr. Oz, tell him that your boy Fat Man sent you, and how can you lose this weight, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, happy birthday to my man Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? He believed in nonviolence and this, that, and the other, and unity. That's what we're trying to promote out here on the West Coast and on the East Coast, trying to bring people together and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna have to really keep it 600 with y'all, you know? Fat Man been doing radio shit for a long time. I've been doing this music shit for a long time, and you know, the music game and the pursuit of happiness is not what it used to be. It's so watered down right now, and this, that, and the other. We got so many people out here taking advantage of other people, you know, till it doesn't even make, you know, I got people, I remember at one time Super Bowl used to be the shit. Now everybody kind of like, fuck Super Bowl, man. I got other things to do and this, that, and the other. People are living life. People, it's time to live life. Don't let life live you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you let life live you, you won't live that long. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all, you know, get a little zest in your life and shit. Go for the gusto. You know what I'm saying? Got your boy Fat Man up in here. I'm up in here with the real cow. You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I'm trying to find out who with me this morning at 8:32 a.m., you know what I'm saying? Who with your boy Fat Man? Hit me up on the roll call, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and let me know that you are listening to my fat ass this morning. Who with me, you know what I'm saying? Log in. Let me know. Say something. Grunt, holler, fart, do something. Put in your area code. Let me know what's going on. It is 2014. It is time to wake your ass up, you know what I'm saying, and take this shit to the next level. I know we about to get into the tax season and everything, you know what I'm saying, so everybody need to be getting your taxes together, you know what I mean, don't be trying to claim your sister's kids and all that and this, that, and the other and all of that right now. But right now we got my man Dion, the tax man, on the line, and he gonna give us some tax tips. You know what I'm saying? Because we getting close to the, you know, because he's the reason for the season. Let's just keep it 600. Without a tax man, you don't get your refund. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get into it and everything, man. What's going on? Wake your ass up, morning show. Who is this?
What's up, Fat Man? It's Dion Mac Drizzle, best tax man in Vegas, baby.
What's going on, man? What's going on? Happy New Year to you, man. I know I'm a little late, but I've been on hiatus, you know what I'm saying? So, Happy New Year to you, bro. What's going on?
Man, just celebrating the Seahawks win last night, man. About to go down here and network at this Martin Luther King parade. Everybody listening to the show, definitely okay. Get my man, Fat Man, spook some shots out, because my man is the realest nigga I know out here in Vegas that's supporting black artists, black comedians, black everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
and like I said, you know, it is tax season, so you need to support your black businesses, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if y'all listening, y'all need to hit me up. Y'all can hit me on my cell phone, 702-514-6006, or you can hit me at my email, dioncage@ymail.com. That's dioncage@ymail.com. Also,
okay.
Look out for me, Fat Man, Scoop, Khalil Brown. I'm putting this tax money behind our music, behind the radio show, behind this video making. After tax season is going down, Fat Man.
It's all good. It's all good. Just one thing I got to clear up, though. I'm not Fat Man Scoop. I'm Fat Man Detroit's Finest.
Fat Man Detroit's Finest.
You know why they're getting me sued by Fat Man Scoop. He's going to come out here next time and be like, look here, player. Every time I turn on the radio and shit, nigga, I hear my name and this, that, and the other, man. But it's all good. But listen, D. Listen, tell everybody what they need to be looking for. What is the pitfalls this year for tax season? What is the IRS snatching people's asses up for? Because I hear this year they're being real critical on what you file.
Well, all these people that are claiming self-employment, you definitely got to give your tax preparer a business card, a flyer, some type of receipt that you bought your supplies from, because a lot of these IRS people, they pretty much scrutinizing these Schedule Cs, these self-employment people. So if you are out there doing and making money under the table, save your receipts, save your gas receipts. Make some business cards. Make some flyers. Go on the IRS website and get you a free tax ID number. Some people are charging for these tax ID numbers, but they're absolutely free. All you got to do is go to IRS.gov, type in apply for EIN number, and you can get your own EIN number. What that does, it just basically legitimizes your business. Let the IRS know that you are going to be filing with this EIN number. So if you're going to school, you got a school credit. If you went one day in the year of 2013 to school, you get $1,000 credit. So some people doing these online classes, you are qualified for that tax credit. And these people that are claiming each other's kids, nieces and nephews, make sure you get these notarized letters from their parents. Let them know that they're giving you permission to file their kids. So that's pretty much all that's going on this year.
Okay. Please expound on that again, because I just had a situation yesterday that someone was talking to me. We was talking to a tax preparer, and she was basically asking the questions about, you know, claiming someone's kid, and one of the questions and one of the things that she brought up was like, well, what if I get a notarized written letter or a notarized statement from the parent stating that I have been the caretaker for this child for the year of 2013, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the information, all of that. Now, is that going to be legitimate enough or what? Kind of explain, because everybody really don't understand that part.
Well, yes, it will be legitimate enough as long as you have that notarized letter, because if they do audit you and they do want to see proof that you have taken care of this kid, they will want to know either if you have a rental agreement with the child's name on it, something from the school, something from the church, from your pastor, have him write a letter saying that this child was coming to church with this individual and get it notarized. So you can claim each other's kids and claim nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, as long as you have a notarized letter or something from your clergy, something from a friend, something from the mother or father. It has to be notarized, though.
Okay. Now, what are some of the advantages that are being given out this year for taxes? Let's do it like this. What about these artists that are selling music out their trunk? What should they be doing to make sure that their taxes is right?
Well, like my boy Montrell from FMG, man, he said just basically get you a PayPal account, bro, you know, because a lot of these artists are not putting their money behind themselves. And you got to, like I said, if you're selling your music out of your trunk, get that tax ID number, open up your PayPal account, get one of those card readers so you can have it on your phone, on your iPad, where if you're selling CDs, it goes straight to your account. Basically, just network, Fat Man, you know what I'm saying? Basically, network. Get on the Facebook. Get on the internet. Hit some of these DJs up. Send them some of your stuff. Because if they put you in rotation, they're gonna be like, "Where the fuck that nigga come from? Who is he?"
Right.
And then just basically let that DJ know your page. Let that DJ know how you can get in touch with that artist. Give them your link, Also, send them your link.
Right.
So if they want to buy a CD or if they want to buy, purchase some of your music, they can do that on their, on your link to your PayPal account. Because, you know, a lot of these artists and a lot of these record companies are stealing ideas. They're stealing people that haven't patent their stuff, that haven't put a,
right,
a copyright behind their stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's basically, it's basically come to a factor if you want to make money or if you want to just give the next person your idea.
Right. Right. Okay.
So my,
okay.
So my advice to those people selling music out of your truck, by all means do that, because a lot of these record companies, they're not letting these artists read that fine print. You know, 75% of your royalties, that's a damn fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like
right.
my man Crunchy Black did. You know, he that Grammy that he won for that that movie, that song, Hard Out Here for a Pimp, my nigga Crunchy Black wrote that song. But guess who got the fame for it? DJ Paul and 3-6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
don't make the same mistake my nigga did. You know, read that fine print. You know, before you sign that deal, make sure you know what you're getting yourself into, you know. Because
right.
if you do that, basically, you know, a lot of these record companies are trying to get over. They're trying to give you that $10,000 sign-on bonus. When you, if you make $1 million, they're going to get the match and you're going to get the Hummer. So a lot of you artists
right.
that's out there, please put that in perspective. You know, get yourself first before you try to sign to a label.
Exactly. Well, listen, y'all, in case y'all don't know, this is my man, Mac Drizzy, Dion the Tax Man, the best tax man out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's giving you, you know, he's giving you the skinny on what you need to do, what you don't need to do, how you need to prepare your taxes this year, and make sure that everything is legit. Dion, tell them where to hit you up at, man, if they got any questions or anything, where they can find you at.
Man, y'all can reach me on Facebook, Dion Mac Drizzle, Best Tax Man in Vegas, or you can reach me on my cell phone, no matter where you are in the United States of America, 702-514-6006. You can also hit me on Twitter, Dion Mac Drizzle Cage, or you can reach me on my email address, DionCage@ymail.com. Another thing,
okay.
Fat Man, I just want to say, all of these bogus people that's out here doing these taxes, make sure you get their business card. Make sure you know where their office is located, because a lot of identity theft is going on. I had a
okay.
I had a couple of clients that said that they took their money last year and they don't know where their whereabouts are. So all
wow.
of you people out there filing your taxes, beware. It's fraudulent people doing taxes out there.
Right. Man, that's something else, man. Y'all got to make sure y'all listening. I tell you what, so everybody don't even have that problem, make sure you hit up my man Mac Drizzy, the best tax man in Las Vegas, and you won't even have that problem. You won't even have no problem of identity theft. We got to support our own. We got to support our own black businesses, support our own black radio stations. We got to support each other. This is why Martin Luther King marched all over the damn world and got his ass kicked and got hit in the head with rocks and shit and got chased by dogs and little chihuahuas and shit nipping at his feet so he could make a way for us. You know what I'm saying? So he could make a way for us. So when it got down to these type of years and these type of times, we as black men and women can stand on our own two feet, make a statement, do our own shit, make our own way. You know what I'm saying? And without that, we wouldn't be nowhere. We wouldn't even be on the map. We're not even the minority anymore. We used to be the minority. We're not even the minority. We're not even the majority anymore. We're the lowest thing on the food chain right now, and that's a black man and a black woman. It's time to rise up and go to the next level. So y'all make sure y'all hit up my man, Mac Drizzy, the best tax man in Las Vegas, and get your shit right, okay?
All right, my fat man. Love you, bruh.
That's what it is, man. Well, much love to you, man, and I'll be in touch with you, man.
All right, bro.
All right, man. 600. That's what we're talking about, y'all, getting your taxes done, getting it done properly, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Okay, yeah, you can claim your sister's kids and this, that, and the other. Just make sure that you got it written on paper and just make sure that it's notarized and that it's legit, all right? It's 8:44 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Let's go.
NDORadio.com.
Westside, Bank Hill.
Mixtape Monopoly, huh?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe
this
game.
This is NDO Radio, certified banker.
Instead of hollering about fuck me, nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me, nah, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Now fuck that bitch. Three, what you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Root Beer. Still working on getting cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Charlie chill, mother, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married. Chick, you a bird, Perry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad. Don't round around, no guinea, need no bunkin'. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You like?
Her hips fast, seen walk past her like she is. She seen my all the monster try to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in the drop top
rain
road. I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane Cole. Westside, Bank Hill. It wasn't
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch said holler about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holler about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holler about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Three. FDV man, fly like L train. Me and E Lewis got Chuck boys on, he ain't got this pair, man. With my LDB clip, 33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man, fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheat trick. Shit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch before I do that shit. I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, Bank Hill. It wasn't
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch said holler about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holler about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said holler about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Bitch said, thank you. You want fuck. Everything, y'all did.
What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? If you got somebody out there, somebody that's been fucking with you ever since 2013, man, fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here live from Las Vegas. 8:48 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 40 degrees. The high today is going to be 70 fucking degrees today. I got some old crazy nigga shit for the nigga news today. It's our nigga news segment, you know what I'm saying, 8:48 a.m. And we got this crazy motherfucker from Atlanta. This young man, young black man at that, crazy motherfucker from Atlanta, has been having sex with pit bulls. Now, I don't know what's up with you niggas with these pit bulls and shit and everything. And stuff like that. I don't get it. I ain't supposed to get it. But that shit is nasty. You know what I'm saying? You nasty ass motherfucker. You haven't, it says, what's wrong with this nigga? Seriously. It says, has his thirst gotten that bad? We need to start a program to stop world thirst. get a pool full of ice and throw all these thirsty ass niggas inside it until they're no longer thirsty. Well, that's it for today's news. But check this out. We have a man that's been having sex with pit bulls, okay? I mean, really, player, I mean, you know, this is a nigga news nigga moment right here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, player. A pit bull, I mean, I've heard that shit, you know, from, you know, porn stars and shit like that there, but I never thought, you know, a black man would sit down or have sex with a female pit bull. I know a lot of you cats, y'all keep a lot of pit bulls in the house and this, that, and the other. Y'all take care of them, and, you know, they had the puppies and all of that shit and this, that, and the other, but, y'all, this is getting outrageous, you know what I'm saying? This is some crazy nigga shit for your ass and everything. This is the nigga news moment of today, black man. It's a live leak, okay? Black man has has sex with pit bull puppies, okay, with pit bulls, not pit bull puppies. He's having sex with pit bulls, I guess, to hope to impregnate the dog. I don't get it. That's some nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? That type of motherfucker, you need to castrate his ass. And when I say castration, that means they give motherfuckers a lethal injection to where your dick does not work, period. Your dick won't get hard. Your dick won't flinch. It won't do nothing. You quit running your dick up in these pit bull dogs and shit like that. That's some nasty-ass shit. Because if you fucking a dog, then that means you're trying to go and fuck some female somewhere and this, that, and the other. You nasty motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They need to string that nigga up like they used to do back in the day and everything. That's some nasty, nasty shit. Okay? But on the other note and everything, with all of this cold air and this is definitely flu season going on, 20 children have died from flu. It's an official flu epidemic going on around the world, around these 50 states. Everybody, please make sure that you go and get your flu shots. They're giving out free flu shots at Walgreens, so make sure that you go and get your flu shot. The last epidemic of flu was during the 1900s. Matter of fact, in 1918, an epidemic, Colonel Dwight Eisenhower was stationed in Gettysburg, PA, in charge of the Tank Training Command. He described the treatment he and his staff and family members received as a part of an experimental treatment. None of them became ill, while hundreds of soldiers were sickened and dozens died within days. He did not give us any information about what was the use to the treatment to them, but he does tonics. Wait a minute. He does describe the effects. Sounds to me like the diluted peroxide nasal spray and herbal tonics I have used efficiently for years. Okay, so y'all make sure that y'all just be careful. You know what I'm saying? It's an epidemic out here. Take your kids and get them vaccinated. Make sure that they're getting their shots. Make sure that they're getting everything that they need to get. Make sure that your kids are up to date on all the doctor's checkups, shots, and everything like that, y'all, because we don't want to lose our kids, y'all. You know what I'm saying? When you got an epidemic going on or the flu, that ain't nothing to sneeze at. You know, excuse my pun, but that ain't nothing to sneeze at. You know what I'm saying and everything like that. So y'all make sure y'all get y'all flu shots, y'all get everything jumping the hell off and stuff like that. There, we gonna be right back with some NBA scores and some NFL scores. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna get into some celebrity news. You know what I'm saying? They say that Miley Cyrus is showing too much pussy. Khloe Kardashian clashes with paparazzi. You know what I'm saying? Peyton's comeback sparked by favor from dad. Man, we got a lot going on. You got the fat man up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. If y'all want to hit me up and holler at me, you got something to say, you got something to tell me, you got some nigga news, you got a rant, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back, you know what I'm saying, right after these messages. You know, the fat man got to pay some bills and everything like that. So we're going to be right back, y'all, with that hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah, fucking right, all right, you know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up!
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted and told her I love it. And right after texted and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will surf you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met later that night. After my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her. And so I did, but that was last month. And now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking right, damn right,
alright. Oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb.
I'm digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her sit where I smile.
Where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like I got on shoes.
Why?
Make a shooter first, first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up. Dance like Jody. Hey. Have ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
Hold up.
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
What the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shirt.
Selling the shirt.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe.
And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the fire.
Yeah, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in gin and rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She turned a friend, he crazy, he got a G about me. Stab a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, wear a head ass. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad, I got her under my spell cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga cause I rap. Put that dick in so far, she burp like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick,
ball out.
The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck be so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
girl,
it.
Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick
what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wait a minute, Chris. You don't want to mess with drugs. I tried them once. Big mistake. Things got way too...
You know what I'm saying? And we're doing it real big out here. You know what I'm saying? It's 40 degrees. It's warming up. The high today is going to be 70 fucking degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. A nigga can wear a wife beater today. You know what I'm saying? A nigga can wear a wife beater today and chase out a fat girl with a fat booty and buy her a fat burger. You know? You know? Sometimes I tickle my own ass and shit. Well, sometimes y'all keep me laughing and this and the other. But listen, check this out. In trending news, in parenting news this morning, we got a caregiver tattoos kid while mom and boyfriend are out, all right? Now, this caregiver, you know, over there babysitting the kid and this, that, and the other, I don't know what made him want to give the kid a tattoo. But he did. Here we go. It says three Virginia adults are facing charges after two girls were tattooed while under care of a family friend, under the care of a family friend. It says the girl's mother, 35-year-old Melissa Depp, and her boyfriend, 32-year-old Daniel Janney, were charged Friday with two counts each of felony child abuse and malicious wounding and malicious wounding. One of the girls, both are under 13, told police that Janning had tried to burn off the tattoos after the couple came home and discovered the fresh ink. Okay, there was an effort to cover these tattoos up, said the sheriff department officer. It didn't help the situation any. It added more scarring. The friend is taking care of the girls. Alexander Edwards, 20 years old, is facing 2 counts each of felony child abuse, abduction, and malicious wounding. Damn, he didn't kidnap the little kids. He just put a tattoo on their ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? A tattoo removal artist in Kutztown, Pennsylvania, Kutztown, Pennsylvania, but that's a name. Kutztown? Wow, okay then. Has offered to remove the ink for free. It breaks my heart to know that they have gone through something like that. He said, I can't imagine what it's like. There's no age requirement for getting a tattoo in Virginia, but parental consent is needed for anyone under 18. So, y'all got to watch y'all kids. Y'all got to make sure y'all know what y'all kids are doing, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, because you got to watch who is watching your kids, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, if I come home and I find my daughter with a tattoo, all hell going to break loose, and this, that, and the other, all hell going to break loose on the person that was watching her, all hell going to break loose just in so many levels. It's too many levels to even talk about. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Seahawks. You know, I guess they're going to the Super Bowl. You know, who gives a fuck? Because I don't watch football like that and this, that, and the other. That just goes to show you how watered down society is getting these days, because it used to be a big thing for the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know, they're saying that Peyton Manning did something. I don't know. He did something for his dad or whatever. Peyton. Okay, here it is. Peyton's dad. Here it is. How Peyton Manning's journey to the Super Bowl began with a throw to his dad. Oh, that's what I'm saying. All you guys out there that figure your son is the next wide receiver or anything like that, you get out there and work with him. I need all you dads to start getting in 2014. We need all you dads to start getting involved in your son's life. Start getting involved in your daughter's life. This is one of my pet peeves, and this is one of the things I also, if I'm going to talk the talk, I'm going to walk the walk too. So this is the reason why I am reconstructing everything in my household so my daughter can have a room and she can come to daddy's house at any time she wants to and be in her room and be to herself. So big shout out to all the parents out there that are taking care of their children, doing what they're supposed to do, making sure a child stays humble. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of children out here, a lot of badass, sassy-ass children out here who are not humble for what's been going on, who are not humble from their upbringings and everything, who are not humbled by what the struggle of Martin Luther King is about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're talking about a struggle, you know, a Martin Luther King struggle, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So happy birthday to Martin Luther King once again, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It says, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. You know what I'm saying? And we're honoring Dr. Martin Luther King today. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? And man, I'm pretty sure if you were here, things would be different. You know what I'm saying? And, I honestly think so, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there getting it in, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, if you're about that life, then handle your business and be about that life, you know what I'm saying, because life is too short, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to make sure that y'all stay in touch and love one another and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So listen, we getting it in today. and everything like that. You know, of course, y'all know what's going down. We're going to get into a lot of stuff going on in celebrity news. You know what I'm saying? And everything, everybody acting crazy and stuff like that. And, you know, we got a lot of things going on in the celebrity news department. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Big shout out to everybody that's out there. Big shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? All you artists, everybody that's out there doing and pushing and getting it in. This is 2013, getting it in. It's the first show of the new year. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back on the air, y'all. You know, I've been on hiatus and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to wish everybody a happy and prosperous new year, because this is the year to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure that y'all get it in. Of course, you know, happy birthday to Michelle Obama. You know what I'm saying? Michelle Obama, beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying, has had a birthday this week, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all make sure y'all wish her a happy, happy, happy birthday, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just, like I say, y'all, we just taking it slow, taking it easy, you know what I'm saying? In celebrity news, you know what I'm saying, Drake's OVO Air Jordans sold for $100,000 on eBay. These are limited edition Jordans, haven't hit stores yet, okay? So Drake's shoes just sold for $100,000 on eBay, you know what I'm saying? Man, man, oh man, oh man, that's something else, that's something else, you know what I'm saying? You know, then we have the girl. You remember the girl Precious, the girl that played Precious in the movie. Her name is Gabriella Sabati, or I forget, you know. She has a few things to say. She's saying that during Saturday night's Golden Globe Awards, new It Girl, whatever the hell, was the only actress keeping Twitter abuzz, passed award nominees and Precious actress Gabrielle, I can't pronounce her name. Y'all know the big girl, the big black girl and everything that everybody talked about that played Precious, you know, with Monique, was the victim of some harsh weight criticism and fat shaming. The Star Wars body conscious Michael Costello design gown altered by Danielle Musto, causing social media eruption with nasty tweets, which she seemed to handle with grace in response. She tweeted back, "To people making mean comments about my GG pics, I most definitely cried about it on that private jet on my way to my dream job last night." You know what I'm saying? Yay, everyone is so wonderful and supportive of my shade. This might be a problem down the line. Thank you. Y'all know what? You know, y'all need to leave. You know, look here. Y'all, you know, first of all, in other words, the best way to deal with haters is to brush it off and keep living her dream and keep living your dream. The actress has not struggled to find roles after Precious, despite that many critics said about her weight being a huge obstacle to her professional success. But establishing confidence and self-esteem hasn't been easy. It's been hard. It's been hard work and a long journey. In 2012, she admitted, "At some point when I was 21 and 22, I just decided that life wasn't worth living if I wasn't happy with myself, so I just took all the steps that I could to figure out how to love myself and become confident. Truthfully speaking, if I hadn't found this person before that movie, I wouldn't have been in that movie." You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, we need to, bashing against obesity and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, y'all? We need to stop that, because, you're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting other people. You know, it's not nice to talk about people. I know I get on here and I talk about people and I say shit about people and everything, but I know I speak the truth. But when you get to where you're starting to talk about someone's weight, someone's look, the way a person looks and things like that, that gets to be pretty harsh. And sometimes you got to look in the mirror before you look at yourself. You got to judge that person in the mirror before you could judge anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 9:14 a.m. out here, you know what I'm saying, in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're doing it real big, just going over some celebrity news and all of that, you know what I'm saying. Eggs at house at Justin Bieber, police raid, Lil Zay, drugs, plus two arrests in one day, drama, possibly felony. Boy, I swear, Justin Bieber, his little ass, is just getting in every damn thing that he possibly could get his little ass into. Yo, it's 9:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? You know, we about to go pay some bills. You know, Fat Man always got to pay some bills and this, that, and the other. That's like the old saying. You know what I'm saying? As long as I owe you money, you'll never be broke. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We'll be right back, y'all, after these messages.
Thank you for calling Church. This is Chris.
Who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church the Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. Yeah, they're on Church's.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, this is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Man, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you. Bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. It is go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% of it to you. Amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Stupid.
Short of diamonds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm having problems. May I speak to one of you guys to come out here and spray?
One moment. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm having problems at my home. Do roaches fly?
Do roaches fly?
Roaches.
Yes.
Yes, I was out there watering my flowers and things, and I came in the house, and two roaches was mating. They were stuck, and I stepped on the female and killed her and slid on the floor, and the male roach got mad and went to flying and started trying to attack me. I need somebody to come out here and spray.
What's your address, ma'am?
Hold on. Oh, Jesus, that go head come. Hold on. Oh! Oh! Ah! 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 Somebody had to call the police. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you come out here and spray? I'm on 63rd Street. In Rucker.
Where?
Can you write my phone number down?
What's your phone number?
777-9311.
Uh-huh. What's your name?
What time can y'all get somebody out here?
What's your name?
Bernice Jenkins.
Bernice Jenkins?
Uh-huh.
What's your address?
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I done fell out this chair. Oh, Jesus. Hello? Hello?
What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. We doing it real big up in here. If you want to hit me up and give a shout-out or anything, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. It is so back to be back on the air, y'all. I thank y'all, you know, for rolling with me this morning and everything. In other breaking news, you know what I'm saying, there's a family feud going on between Sissy Houston, which is Whitney Houston's mother, and Bobby Christina for marrying her stepbrother, okay? Through Nick and Bobby Christina says that they got the blessing from Sissy, sources say it's far from the truth. You know what I'm saying? They're saying that, you know, that these two then got married, and this is this girl's stepbrother. Now, that's some nasty shit, but where is her dad? Where is Mr. Bobby Brown at? Where is, you know what I'm saying, where is Mr. Bobby Brown at, okay? It says, Sissy, we're sure Whitney would be rolling over in her grave right about now. Oh, Lord, have mercy to him. Bobby Christina and her adopted brother, new husband, say Grandma Sissy Houston gave them her blessing to tie the knot, but were not told that couldn't be further from the truth. Bobby Christina and Nick Gordon are now engaged, and they proudly told us so, so they also claimed they attended a Sweet 16 soiree, and that's where Sissy gave her thumbs up. But our Houston family sources say they were at the party. Neither BK nor Nick ever asked Sissy for her approval. In fact, we're told Granny Houston was pissed when she found out the two tied the knot last week, but realized there's nothing she can do about it. Ain't that some shit? Boy, I swear. And look here. Bobby Christina ain't all that hot. She looked like Bobby Brown in a wig with a gap in his teeth. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So I don't know too much about that, y'all. That's something that we're gonna have to keep following, and this, that, and the other. Right here, have you guys ever watched the Preachers of L.A.? I've watched that reality show, and I've come to the conclusion that, you know what I'm saying, it's good to be rich, but it seems like some of these preachers are rich for the wrong reasons. Some of these preachers are arrogantly rich for the wrong reasons. I can understand praising God and preaching his name and everything like that. But God also says, you know, you must take care of your flock. You must be fruitful and multiply. You know, you are your brother's keeper, but I don't see none of these preachers handing out. I seen one preacher one day on the reality show asked five people if they needed $100, and he gave them $100 apiece, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to watch Preachers. Y'all got to watch Preachers of L.A. On your local cable station. Here on the down low, celebs rumor to be gayfully coupled up with their friends, part two. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people down low, you know, like right here. They have celebrities who are rumored to be coupled up with friends. You know that what they say, you're not a real celebrity until the gay rumors start. And as crazy as that sounds, it seems to be true. Nowadays, celebs are often seen with their army-like entourage, you know, and the Kush carrier on the glam squad, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Well, right now they got Queen Latifah hugged up with this little light-skinned cutie, and this bitch, and Queen Latifah got on these big-ass Bermuda shorts, and this bitch is palming the shit out of Queen Latifah's ass. I mean, damn, I mean, she palming that ass like you know, like shit. Like she been tapping that ass, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so y'all watch out, you know what I'm saying? Bad calls when men with the worst choices of groupies. You know what I'm saying? This goes out to my man Lil Wayne and shit. Bad calls with the worst choice of groupies, you know what I'm saying? They got Lil Wayne sitting here, famous men with horrible groupie choices. It's like groupies are all around. Everyone in the profession, from NBA star to the plumber who has groupies, they are not special. So why is it that these famous men end up with some of the horrible choices in groupies? I do not know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's, you know, sometimes, you know, dick don't have no conscience. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they still talking about Mr. Marcus funky ass. It says, wrap it up, brother. A gallery of adult film stars with STDs. Let's look into that a little further, shall we? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. 9:25 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're just going through some celebrity news right now. Of course, you know, they got adult film stars with STDs, you know what I'm saying? Things fall apart. 50 Cent's most suspected picks, including, I don't know, and this, that, and the other. Boy, I swear, these celebrities and these picks, and this, that, and the other. All right, then. It says, if you're wondering how adult film stars manage to stay doing their movies and scenes without all those diseases spreading around, well, for one, while it's generally a safe industry with all the tests going on, lots of adult stars get diseases. The folks at Rolling Out did some research and drug up some stars with STDs. Well, let's go. First one on the page is Mr. Marcus with his black ass, and he got a hat on with L.A. on it. And he represents L.A., and this nigga's from Detroit. We got rid of your ass, nigga. We kicked your ass out of motherfucking Detroit. Get your ass out the fuck out of Detroit. Okay, got him sitting here, Mr. Marcus. He's facing jail time because he covered up his syphilis infection. So Mr. Marcus was out there busting that ass, and the nigga had syphilis. Damn, player, that's kind of damn, player, that's real fucked up, man. Hold on, let's see who else has disease. Is he popping bottles of Chris and this, that, the other? Okay, Cameron Bay, production halted after she contracted HIV. Okay, Cameron Bay, all right, she's an adult film star. Her ass got HIV, you know what I'm saying, and everything, so they had to stop all the filming on that shit. Here's another motherfucker, Darren James. He contracted HIV and shot films with about a dozen women before his test came back positive. You nasty motherfucker. How you going to be fucking these women and this, that, and the other, and you know your ass is infested with AIDS? Yeah, that's right, I said infested with AIDS and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? Right? Here's another star. Who the hell is this? Oh, shit. Pinky. Girl Pinky. She confessed of contracting plenty of STDs in her career. You know, Miss Pinky, you know what I'm saying? Y'all wonder why they always film Pinky from the back so you can see her ass, because her face, she's not really a looker, you know what I'm saying? She's not like, ooh, damn, you a fine motherfucker, and this and the other, you know. Rod Daly, he admitted to contracting acute HIV earlier this year. Wait a minute. How do you contract acute HIV? That's kind of like, I ain't really got it, but I got it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it just really ain't there, but I got it and shit. That's the fuck out of here with that shit. Mr. Rod Daly, you know what I'm saying? Boy, I swear, you need to wrap it up. Laura Rocks, she was only
in the industry 3 years before getting HIV. Now she speaks publicly about it. I'm pretty sure her ass do speak publicly. Publicly about her HIV. And this said, yeah, okay. Now, Jessica D., she contracted HIV from Darren James. It's funky ass. So, you know, one, it's, I'm telling y'all, it's like, you know, that's like an epidemic going on in the adult industry. Who is this motherfucker? Derek Burks, a bisexual actor who's also contracted HIV. That's what I'm saying. You can't keep running up. They keep running up in booties and all of that and sniffing booties and all of that shit and everything like that. That's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep doing you can't keep doing that shit and everything. But we had something else on here that I wanted to talk about and everything like that. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, 9:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We just sitting here kicking it, talking about some celebrity news, getting back into the swing of things. Like I said, if you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. We about to get into Rick Ross, the fat Rick Ross, not the real Rick Ross, not Freeway Rick Ross. Freeway Rick Ross is a little skinny and this, that, and the other. You know, he got a big head and stuff like that there. You know, he got a mustache. This Rick Ross is kind of fat, chubby. He got a bunch of tattoos on him and all of that shit. And he talk like that every time he say something. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into Rick Ross and Bag of Money right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh?
Maybach music.
Yeah. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. Got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on
it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Levitate with a nigga. I can teach you till you hate me, but you hate them navel kisses. We can do like eight positions. Hit it till your makeup missing. Baby girl, my stoke official. And you know I paint that picture. Hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them down. But all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix it brown. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers who hustle. Get yours, you know what this about. I just might throw a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Bird up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purr. Girl, I put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merge through pass. And that dark blue jacket, she like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the
dick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck
her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach music.
What's poppin'? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We doing it real big today. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to Martin Luther King. It's Martin Luther King's birthday today, y'all. So We doing it real big and everything like that. But I got some more gossip on our president. You know what I'm saying? It says that Kush Chronicles, Piff Puffin, President Obama believes that Mary Jane is less dangerous than alcohol. Okay. It says President Obama thinks alcohol is more harmful than marijuana. President Obama says marijuana use is no more dangerous than alcohol. Thought he regarded it as a bad habit he hopes his children will avoid, as has been well documented. I smoked pot as a kid, and I viewed it as a bad habit and a vice, not very different from cigarettes that I smoked as a young person. Up through a big chunk of my adult life, he says in the magazine interview, I don't think it's more dangerous than alcohol. He says marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol in terms of its impact on an individual consumer. This is not something I encourage, and I have told my daughters I think it's a bad idea and a waste of time. Not very healthy, he says. So Obama's saying, He's saying, yo, shit, check this shit out. you know, if you want to blaze this shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to blaze, you know what I mean? Here we got, we got 10 women who flaunt their goods when nobody wants to see them. All right, and the front runner is, We get it, people who look good like to flaunt their goods, but sometimes they let their goods look better than they are. So they put their goods on blast whether we want to see them or not, and usually we don't want to see them. Okie dokie, all righty, you know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? Wow, ridiculous. Random Ridiculous meets Mike Raphael, 8-foot hips, the biggest in history. Okay, let's see that. You know I'm down for my big girls and everything. Random Ridiculousness meet Michael Raffaellini or whatever, Raffaellini. Her 8-foot hips are the biggest in the world. Lord have mercy. Boy, if you ain't never had somebody sit on your face, you need to get this woman to sit on your face. Trust me, okay? Her hips are the biggest in the world, okay? Michael, who tips the scales at 420 pounds, insists she's proud of her shape, scoffing 3,000 calories a day to keep her body or to keep her booty in perfect condition. Vowing she will never diet, Mikhail says her husband of 10 years, Reggie Brooks, 40, a computer tech, adores her figure. Mikhail, 39, says, I love my shape and I see no reason to diet because I don't have health problems. I love Mexican food, English breakfast, and chips. My husband finds my shape sexy, and we have amazing time in bed. I bet. That's a lot of ass. That's, man, There's no position we can't do. He tells me I'm beautiful every day. Men don't fancy skinny girls. They like an hourglass figure. Mikhail, who is 5 feet four, shuffles through doors sideways as steel-supported chairs at home and drives a truck as she can't fit into a car. She's even slept in a seven-foot-wide bed. Wow. Find a car, fit into a car. She is a car. That's that ain't right. That ain't right. You know, that ain't right. But this woman got some ass on her. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I love a big girl. You know what I'm saying? I love a big girl to death. But sometimes you got to be like, woo, damn. Okay, then. Here's another one. Okay, random ridiculousness. Meet. Who is this? This is, oh, okay, this is just another picture of her from the front. Okay, okay, she's a very pretty girl and everything and stuff like that. But, oh, she got very skinny legs and everything. Man, okay then. All right, big shout out to my big girls and everything. You know what I'm saying? Plastic surgery goes wrong for 10 celebrities, okay? Let's see who plastic surgery went wrong for, you know what I'm saying? Once again, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We just sitting here kicking it, going through some celebrity news, you know what I'm saying? Everybody with this fake shit going on and everything. There's nothing sadder than a beautiful woman running her face, ruining her face with cosmetic surgery because of low self-esteem and self-hatred. It's true that you never know what people are going to, what people are going through, which makes their evolution from stunning star to freakiest Muppet face punchline heartbreak. Okay, first motherfucker we got up here is old girl from Tamar Braxton. Even her weave looked fake. You know what I'm saying? She got that shit around the fucking front of her forehead. Her weave even looked fake. She looked good back when she didn't have all that plastic surgery and shit and everything like that. Okay, who's next? Who's next? Who we gonna see who's next and shit with the fucked up ass? Hold on, wait a minute. I'm trying to wait for it to catch up, this, that, the other. You know what I'm saying? we got the 10 celebrities with the bad body odor and all of that, y'all. It's just crazy today on the Fat Man Morning Show. Who else got bad? Oh, Lord have mercy. Who is this lady? Donatella Versace. She was cool before she got all this fucked up ass cosmic surgery. Oh, my God. This woman looks like the Walking Dead. I am not bullshitting you. Donatella Versace. Versace. Oh, my goodness. Not Vivica Fox. Vivica Fox looks like, oh, my God. Vivica Fox looks like the Michelin Man. Vivica, why you go and get plastic surgery? Y'all should see this woman's cheeks. And she looked like that moon head that they used to have on McDonald's and this, that, and the other. You know, he used to be singing and shit and eat late after dark and this, that, and the other. Oh, Vivica Fox, she looks like a damn fool. No wonder why she ain't been on the circuit lately. Okay, and Jocelyn Wildenstein. This is the lady that wanted to look like a cat. She wanted to look like a tiger and this, that, and the other. And that's what she looks like now with a fucked up weave and everything to go along with it is a fucked up ass tiger. Rawr! Oh, and of course, LaToya Jackson. LaToya Jackson wanted her nose to look like her brother's and this, that, and the other, and they fucked up, you know, on her brother and shit like that. And Lord have mercy. It's one thing after another and everything. One thing after another, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. We just going through some crazy stuff in here, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, it's 9:44 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I appreciate y'all rolling with me and everything like that. Appreciate y'all listening to the morning show. Y'all know that I am back in full motherfucking effect and everything like that. But we're going to pay some bills, just before we get up out of here, and I'll be back to close out the show, girl, and close out the show, boy, and close out the show, everybody. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We about to do it. Let's find something else. Let's do it like this, because y'all don't even know it, and it's all about me.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Problem come with them hoes like a donut. Some more weed than you yees ever smoked up. Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock, we ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Everything about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip, going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck, probably with some hoes that I just met. And yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted, like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
What's going on, everybody? Got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. Like to thank y'all for rolling with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? I know I started a little later, started at 8 o'clock. That way I figure I can try and get me some more people that may be up. Instead of getting this shit kicking off at 6 o'clock in the morning, man. Cause sometimes I can't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? But big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with me. Happy New Year. This is the first morning show of the new year of 2014. I appreciate y'all rolling with me, everybody that called in, and everybody that chimed in on the roll call, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a big, big, big shout out to, because you know, everybody's been rolling with me, has been supporting me, and I thank you. You know, big shout out to my man Vic VSP. You know what I'm saying? Khalil Brown. You know, Stephanie Johnson. My man Bo Mania. My girl Tara Nicole. Of course, D. Jones and Washita Moore, Miss Ardmore. You know what I'm saying, my man, the tax man, Matt Drizzy. You know what I mean? And my man, Trey G, you know, Southern 600, y'all look out for them. My man, Trevor Faith Soko out there in London, England. You know, Misty Marie Frazier, Denise Hargrave. And hold on, I got some more people. I got Miss Rough Rider out there, Nikki Too Thick Cummings, Miss Keisha Gray, Miss Christy Lovemore, and Montrell Montgomery from FMG. You know what I'm saying? They all was rolling with me this morning, letting me know that they was on the roll call and listening to the to your boy Fat Man and everything like that. You know, and of course we can't forget Shorty B. Miss Shorty by Nature, you know what I'm saying? She's out here visiting all the way from Albany, New York, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank everybody, you know, for rolling with me, believing in Fat Man, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that there. You know, I don't want people to think that because that right now that I'm doing a lot of things and I'm taking care of a lot of my personal business, that Fat Man is being funny. I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to dodge nobody. I'm not trying to act like I ain't trying to work with nobody or anything like that. It's just that I've been working with everyone so long and paying attention and helping everyone with their career till my career has gotten behind. So I have to make sure that I step my game up and get things and get all of my stuff in order and get my priorities straight, you know what I'm saying? People forget that Fat Man has a 4-year-old daughter, you know what I'm saying, that he has to take care of. And, you know, Fat Man has some things going on that's going to be taking him around the world this year and things like that, you know what I'm saying? We're really trying to big shout-out to my man Earl out there in Johannesburg, Africa. We're really trying to get that show jumping off and everything like that. And, of course, you know, Fat Man got some more mixtapes coming out and everything like that, and we're going to be hosting some mixtapes and everything like that. And if you want Fat Man to host your mixtape or help you with your mixtape and this, that, and the other, just inbox Fat Man and let him know what all you want to do and everything like that. Of course, this year I got to tack on a small fee because, you know what I'm saying, because Fat Man can't be doing stuff for free, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And, you know, I love helping my people. I love helping out my artists and this, that, and the other and everything, but I also need help too, you know what I'm saying. And just want to make that known, you know, I love all y'all, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know I got love for y'all. Y'all know that I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here to help y'all. I'm going to be here to hold it down. It is going down 2014. Fat Man, y'all look for the new album coming out from Fat Man. I'm Going to War. That's the name of the new CD that I'm going to be working on in just a little bit. I'm Going to War. So big shout out to everybody that's out there in Irvine, California on the Army base that gave me the idea. Big shout out to my little sister that gave me the idea, you know what I'm saying, because that's what basically I've been doing. I've been going to war, you know what I'm saying. But I want to thank y'all for rolling with me. I want to thank y'all for being here with me this morning. And don't forget to wake your ass up every morning with the Fat Man live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I will see y'all and talk to y'all and hopefully hear from y'all tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Let's go, y'all. Wake your ass up. I will see y'all mañana.
She fucked up when she gave me some pussy. Say I fuck you better than that other nigga.
She say, Tune, I'm about to come. I say, I'm coming with you. And she don't like them pretty niggas, so did a nigga. She ride this dick, her titties jiggle. That's my pillows. That's because I sleep in that hoe. Hit it when I wake up, tell the pigs. I say, Assalamu alaikum. My bitch a choose it. Love her, never fuck without a rubber. Sweet yellow bone thing, I call her honey mustard. Pussy like a seashell, dick like a V12. She say I drive her crazy, I say just keep on your seatbelt. Bend it over, bust it open for me. Baby, bend it over, bust it open for me. Yeah, say she love me, she just love this dick. Come put that $1 million pussy on me, make me rich. Don't you?
She got that $1 million, ooh, ooh, ooh. She got that $1 million, ooh, ooh, ooh. And all I wanna do is touch it, touch it, ooh, ooh, ooh. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out,
yeah.
And I'ma make a tap out, tap out.
Crib made a tap out, Sauna made a tap out, Jet made a tap out, Pilot with the map out. Million on the diamonds, million on the kitchen, millions on the Maybach, glass top ceiling. $1 million pussy, sleeping on Versace, sleeping on the Fendi, sleeping on Cavalli. Married to the money, millions in the bank. Alexander McQueen, rich in the paint. I got that fuck you if you love me on some nigga shit. She got that $1 million, seven figure nigga rich. We switch positions like we do in your business, bitch. She gets a shake and then stiff.
She got that $1 million, ooh, ooh. She got that $1 million, ooh. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out. And I'ma make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
$1 million pussy, $1 million pussy.
Six inch pumps, play with his balls, dunks, bow head. Yeah, don't want no Forrest Gump. Don't let me tell you twice, already told you once.
Eat that pussy. Who got the baddest pussy on the planet? These boys love me, they don't understand it.
$1 million pussy might pounce on that ass. Throw them hundreds till I lose counts on that ass. Max out all of them accounts on that ass. $1 million checks don't bounce on that ass. Pull up in that, you can't afford this. Only rap bitch on the Forbes list. Pussy jewelry make them say purr, man. Rubs hands like birds.
She got that $1 million.
Rich gang.
$1 million, ooh, ooh.
Rich girl.
She got that $1 million.
I see paradise on.
Yeah. $1 million, ooh.
Blossom while you shining, jumping out of Bugatti.
And all I wanna do is touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it. And I'ma make a tap out, tap out,
yeah.
Tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out. And I'ma make a tap out,
yeah.
Tap out.
Gypsum skin and you talk about religion. I'm in prison with the prison and I'm falling no cushion.
Start it.
On the
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. talking here, I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home, and my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. What's up, stories about the man? Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we...
Came in the game with no landing, it changes these fuck niggas on singing them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face.
Smiling your face.
You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you nutted this fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Both the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to Whip before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day, he wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing this shit.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.